Hey, welcome to my shamanic life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected. As a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, my life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice in a few minutes, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. For those of you who join me live, I've been having a little technological issue getting into the live. It seems to be going now. Hopefully that's all good. For those of you who are listening to the podcast and would like to join me live, look for the Shamanic Flow Circle on the Facebook group. And you can also find a link to the Shamanic Flow Circle Facebook group on my webpage at www.debbiephilp.com. And I record these episodes live every week on Friday mornings at 9 o'clock Eastern time. The deck I'm working with today is by Kim Krantz. It's the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. And I found that Kim's Wild Unknown Tarot and Wild Unknown Animal Spirit decks are really good for working with shadow. And it's kind of how I'm feeling today. So the card that I just pulled is Eagle. And Kim breaks her cards down into the elements. Eagle is an air card. Air is associated with the east direction in many of the traditions. I want to read what Kim has to say about Eagle. Eagle is all-pervading power, truth seeker, and transforms karma. The noble eagle emanates the light of the sun. This great bird is both physically and spiritually strong and represents mastery over the elements of fire and air. When the eagle appears, you'll soon be thrown into the karmic fire for the sake of your transformation. The eagle pushes us to be our best and brightest selves and stops at nothing to see us shine. Grasp the sun in your talons and hold on for the ride. You are stronger than you think, eagle child. Eagle is a challenging card for me today. I am not feeling like I'm reaching for the sun or able to lift myself up right now. I'm struggling a little bit. Probably part of it's the weather. It's been raining here in the Adirondacks and warm, and the snow is melting. And I have been a little stressed about what's been going on in the world, particularly in the United States, and feeling very deeply into the fear of loss of so many of our wild places due to decisions being made by our government. And in particular, the one that's stressing me out the most right now is the potential bulldozing of the National Butterfly Sanctuary, which is in Arizona on the border of the United States and Mexico. And they want to bulldoze it to put up wall. And apparently it's funded and they're ready to go. And I'm feeling particularly scared about this one due to the very, very tiny jaguar population that's making its way back into the United States that would be cut off from the broader population, which means that they're pretty much done. And just the loss of these beautiful places where people go to find peace and sanctuary and connect with nature. And of course, potential loss of so much biodiversity. Not even for humanity's sake, but for the earth's sake. Everything feels very out of balance right now. So I've been following along, watching frustrated, wishing there was something I could do, and not being in a position to be able to, pick myself up and make my way across the country and stand in front of bulldozers, or not having the financial means to support the people that are fighting against this. So little things, sending emails and to my congresspeople and signing petitions and making some phone calls is all I can do. And it doesn't feel like it's getting us anywhere. If you want to learn more about this and find ways that you can support it, the Center for Biodiversity has been really instrumental in leading the legal battle against this. And you can find them at www.biologicaldiversity.org. I encourage you to check them out and support them any way you can. So eagle. In the shamanic practices, eagle is often representative of spirit and our connection to spirit. Such a powerful bird. I've been watching the Southwest Florida eagle cam. The eaglets hatched right at Christmas time are growing. Amazing to watch the growth, to see that happen. And eagle plays in yoga philosophy as well. The eagle pose is not a bald eagle. In India, they have golden eagles. Eagle pose, or Garudasana in Sanskrit, comes from Garuda, which is the mystic king of the birds, and it's said that Vishnu would fly on Garuda. And Garuda was originally thought of to be the all-consuming fire of the sun's rays. So we're back again to that connection with the sun and the fire component, fire and air together. So eagle, as a pose, is also an interesting blend of fire and air. It's a very strong balanced pose, very strong core component, that inner fire component. And it's also a very challenging air pose, because when we practice eagle, if we wrap up our arms, and I'll take you through this practice in a moment and you'll see, if you wrap up your arms and crunch in your heart space, your chest, where does the breath go? So we play in this pose with finding the way to work with the fire and the air to be strong yet open. So if you'd like to play a little bit with eagle pose, go ahead and unroll your mat, haven't already. You won't need anything for your practice but your mat. And if you don't have a yoga mat at home, you can work with any non-slip surface. I've practiced many times, you know, right on the floor, as long as it's not slippery. I've practiced on carpet. An area rug might be a good yoga mat for you. Or not having a mat has been keeping you from practicing. Please let that go. Find a place where you can practice. If you're lucky enough for it to not be snowy and icy outside, then practice on the earth. So let's begin our practice today standing in mountain pose on the mat and stepping your feet into about hip width apart, maybe a little closer. Can you get your big toes together? And that might not be where you are today. Working the feet in as close as you can comfortably without losing your balance. Soften your knees, stack your hips over your heels, and drop your tailbone a little bit. And just start to rock around on your feet. So as if you were tethered by your ankles. Let your upper body kind of float. Letting the legs float. Like you were a balloon tied down to the floor by your feet. And just begin to explore how it feels to rock from the right foot to the left foot, from the heels to the toes, and then finding that place of center where the weight is even between the two feet, between the front and back of the feet. Let your arms relax down by your sides and extend up through the crown of your head. Nice soft shoulders. Now take an inhale and roll your shoulders forward, bring them up towards your ears. And as you exhale, roll them back and down. But let's start to work with the breath as we continue this movement. Breathing in through your nose, bring your shoulders up to your ears. And exhale out through the nose as you roll your shoulders back and down. And keep this going with your breath, nice and slow. Feeling that movement. Couple more times around with the shoulders, starting to wake them up. And then let your shoulders release down your back. Stay with the breath. Put a little bend into your knees. And as you take your next exhale, drop your chin to your chest and then roll forward, hinging at the hips. Release your upper body down over your thighs. Notice how you're holding your arms as you make your way down. Relax your shoulders completely so your arms just fall down. Relax your neck. Give your head a little shake like you're saying no and then like you're saying yes. Notice if there's any tension in the neck. Let that go. Deepen the breath here. Wrap your arms around the backs of your legs, and you can either reach across and grab opposite forearms, or you can hold behind your calves or your ankles. And just very gently draw your upper body a little bit more deeply into your thighs. Bend your knees so that there is no strain happening in the back as you do that. And then keeping the upper body down, take a nice big breath in and feel the way you start to press into your legs as you inhale, filling the front body with breath. And as you exhale, squeeze in just a little bit tighter, like you're squeezing the breath out. Feel it come out through the back of the body, up through the spine, and then inhale again, fill the front body. Feel how you expand to press into your thighs. Open that up. Exhale, hug in. Squeeze the breath out. Feel the breath work its way up the back of the body. And continue this a few more times. Starting to feel how that breath works as you're constricting the body, as you're folding up, as you're reducing the amount of space for that inhale. One more breath. And then release your arms. Press your feet into the floor and roll up slowly. Coming back up to standing. Pressing the feet down into the floor, finding that even space over the feet. Tuck your tailbone, stack your shoulders, bring your ears over your shoulders. And then on your next breath in, float your arms out to the side so that they're about shoulder height out to the side. If your shoulders start to lift to your ears, lower your arms a little bit. And so we want to bring the arms out without crunching up the sides of the neck, making sure we have room. And then take an inhale. And as you inhale, turn your palms up to the sky and let that roll all the way up your arms so that your shoulder blades are forced down your back. Feel the way that opens the front of the body. And then exhale, turn your palms forward, down, and then keep rotating around until your palms face back. And you might even be able to turn your thumbs up until your palms are facing up in the other direction. Rolling the shoulders forward, feel how that constricts through the chest. And then inhale, turn your palms up. Maybe the thumbs drop a little bit more. Feel how you're lifting the shoulders a little and dropping the shoulder blades down, pressing them into the back ribs. Exhale, turn the palms forward, down, and then go all the way around. Maybe you can flip the palms up in the other direction, closing up the chest. Do a few more of these. Notice the way that feels and how the breath works with this movement. Notice how you can inhale nice and deep as the shoulder blades press into the rib cage and lift the chest up. Notice how you're forcing the air out as you roll the shoulders forward, collapsing the chest a little bit, opening up the upper back. One more time, inhale up. Maybe you're noticing a little fatigue in your arms. Exhale, roll that around. And then bring your hands to neutral and face them forward, shoulders relaxed. Bring your right arm across the front of your body. Reach underneath with your left hand. Take a hold of your upper arm, being careful not to grab the elbow or the shoulder joint, but rather the flesh at the bicep. And then very gently start to draw your arm towards your chest. Now notice if you start to spin your heart open to the left. Release your arm a little bit. Turn your heart forward and squeeze in. Take a nice big breath and notice how you start to meet your arm as you take that inhale. And as you exhale, maybe you can draw your arm in just a little bit tighter, being careful with the back of your shoulder. I'm just starting to find that stretch. On your next breath in, reach your arms back out to the side. Reach out through your fingers, relax your shoulders down. So remember, if your arms are coming up a little higher, lower them down to keep the tops of the shoulders down. And then we're going to bring the left arm across the front of the body. Reach underneath with your right hand. And again, take a hold by the bicep so you're not on the joint. Draw your arm towards your chest. Roll your chest towards your arm so you're still facing forward. Breathe into that little stretch across the upper back. And then notice as you deepen your breath, that expansion pressing into your arm. Maybe the exhale lets you bring it in just a little bit more as you relax through the upper back. And then inhale and open your arms out to the sides. Exhale, release your arms down to your sides. Shake the shoulders out a little bit if you need to. Make sure there's no tension. And again, check that your feet are still about hip width apart. A little closer if that's available for you. Now bring your hands to your hips. And take the creases, or take your thumbs rather, to the creases of your hips. And slide your thumbs into the hip crease and wrap your fingers around the outsides of your hips. And take an inhale, and as you exhale, bend your knees, hinge at your hips, and sit down into chair pose, Utkatasana. So we're starting to work the core a little bit here. Wake up the thighs. You don't have to go super deep in. Notice the way you close your thumbs into your hip crease. And then draw the flesh out of the hip crease a little bit. Reach your tailbone back. Lift up through your heart. At the same time, you're expanding outward with your hips. Roll your inner thighs in and toward the floor to bring your knees right over your heels. We've got lots active in the legs now. Take another breath there. Release your hands down to your sides. On your next breath in, press your feet into the floor, come up to standing. Take a breath in standing. Beautiful. Now reach your arms up so that they're over your head, about shoulder width apart. You're pressing down into your feet. Lower your arms forward until they're just below your earlobes, still about shoulder width apart. Your palms face each other. Now really reach forward through your fingers. And notice how as you're reaching forward, you're spreading your shoulder blades. And we're starting to get that rounding forward, that collapsing of the chest, like we did when we were warming up the shoulders. This is the place where we start to find this challenge, where we lose the space for the air, when we start to get strong in chair pose. What if, as you reach forward, you opened your collarbones at the same time, reaching out through the shoulder points? We're still pressing the shoulder blades into the back of the ribs as you reach forward, getting a little bit bigger through the upper back. But at the same time now, we're creating space for the chest to lift. So we're countering, we're working them both against each other. Now we have lots of strength going on here, and there's also room. Take a nice big breath in here. Notice how you can still bring the breath up into the chest, lift the heart space. And then release your arms down to your sides. Relax your shoulders. Nice. And let's put those two together. Take an inhale and reach your arms up over your head, palms facing each other. As you exhale, put a little bend into your knees, hinge from your hips, and bring your arms forward until they are just below your earlobes. Reach back through your tailbone. Sit back with the same strength that you did when you were holding onto your hips with your thumb in the hip crease. And then notice as you start to reach forward through your hands, what's happening in the upper back? Broaden across your collarbones. Your shoulder blades can still press into the back ribs, lifting up through the heart. Feel what's going on. Now draw your navel back towards your spine a little bit and tip your tailbone down, just a micro movement more. Feel the strength there. Take another big breath in and then exhale. Fold forward over your legs. Let go through the arms. Remember that release through the shoulders. And just let the arms hang. Give your head another little shake, like you're saying yes, like you're saying no. You might feel really good if you lift your tailbone to the sky and straighten the knees a little bit to release the chair pose out of the legs. And pressing your feet down into the floor, tuck your tailbone, roll yourself back up to standing. Relax your shoulders down your back. Reach up through your crown. All right, let's start to put that together and find the power and strength of eagle pose by working with the fire and the air at the same time. Keep your right foot forward and step your left foot back, maybe 2.5 to 3 feet. And turn your left toes out to about 45 degrees. So if you're working with a mat, you want your big toe, if you drew a line from it, to just draw that line past the outside corner of your mat or the front corner of your mat. So we're not turning the toe out to the side of the mat. Give yourself some space here using the width of your mat. Keep the hips squared to the front of the mat. Go as wide as you need to between your feet. And once you've got your hips squared comfortably, press down into your back foot. Soften your right knee and bend your right knee just until it stacks over your heel. Press both feet down evenly into the floor. And then float your arms up over your head so they come up about shoulder width apart. Go a little wider if you're finding that you're running out of space there. Reach up through your fingers, but press the tops of your shoulders down. Finding some space up through the heart. Draw your navel in and up a little bit. Notice how that draws your low ribs in. Broaden your collarbones. Nice. Now take your arms out to about shoulder height. Turn your palms forward. And then bring your right arm out in front. Bring your left arm underneath the right. Stack your elbows, bend your elbows so that the backs of your hands start to come together. If you're reaching the backs of your hands towards each other and you're feeling a big stretch across your upper back, this might be where you hang out. Working at your edge, it's going to be different for everybody. You know, I have long arms, so some of what I can do has nothing to do with how open I am, how loose I am. It's just, this is where my arms go. If you can easily bring the backs of your hands together and you want to twist your wrists to complete eagle, the arm part, make your palms face each other, reach your fingers up toward the ceiling. So if you have to wrap your hands around each other to hold that, let it go and just work with the backs of the hands towards each other. And so we're going to keep the legs in this Warrior One stance, pressing the feet down into the floor, reaching down through your tailbone, draw the navel in and up a little bit. And notice as we wrap the arms here, what happened to the chest? Remember when we were playing with that chair pose, we can still make space here. If you spread your collarbones, reach the shoulder points toward the sides and start to move the shoulder blades down and press them into the back ribs, you can open up space in the heart. And then there's room for the breath to flow in. So go ahead and find that room. If you want to take it even deeper, move your elbows out away from you a little bit. So as you start to create even more stretch across the upper back, can you still counter by spreading your collarbones, lifting up? Hatha yoga is this work of opposites all the time. Working one thing against each other, another, to create these dynamic contractions, holding. Take another breath. And then unwind your arms. Reach your arms out to the sides and then take them up overhead. And you might even grab one hand with the other or interlace your fingers. Draw your arms really close into your ears. Feel your shoulders lift. And then release your arms all the way down to your sides and step your left foot forward. Roll your shoulders a few times, lifting them forward and up and then back and down. Notice how much work happened in the shoulders. What's going on as we release that pose? Maybe you're feeling some energy moving around. And let's take it to the other side. So step your right foot back. We're going to set up our Warrior One legs, turning the right toes out to that 45 degree angle. So if you drew a line from your big toe, it would go just past the front corner of your mat. Hips are still going to face forward. So you're looking out over your left toes straight ahead of you. And then press down into both feet, soften your left knee and bend your knee just until it stacks over your left heel. So if you look down at your left toes and you can't see them anymore, come back a little bit, or perhaps move your right foot back because you may have some more space in this pose. Nice. Lift your arms up over your head. Reach up through your fingers. Drop your shoulders. Begin to connect in with your breath. Even here with the arms overhead, can you start to find that space by drawing the navel in and up? It's as if you were taking your heart and lifting it up from underneath, like you put a fist underneath it and lifted it up. Feel the heart lift up. Feel the shoulders start to drop down the back. Shoulder blades press into the back ribs, and then there's this space as the collarbones reach out to the sides. Nice. Now drop your arms down to about shoulder height. Turn your palms forward. Notice the tops of your shoulders. So if you're already starting with your shoulders crunched to your ears, it's going to be much harder to release that crunching up. So let's lower the arms until the shoulders are flat. And then bring the left arm out in front first. Bring the right arm under the left, cross your elbows, and bring the backs of your hands towards each other. And again, if you're finding that you're experiencing a lot of stretch here, and that it's not easy to get the backs of your hands to touch, then that's your edge. And remember, it has nothing to do sometimes with how stretchy you are across your upper back. Sometimes it's just the length of your arm bones. So if this is where you're working, if this is where you're finding sensation, then this is where you should be. If you can easily touch the backs of your hands, cross your wrists, point your palms at each other, reach up through your fingers. You can move your elbows out and up a little bit. Start to deepen into that stretch across the upper back. And then make that space. So just like we did when we were holding the arms overhead, bring the navel in and up a little bit. So we're lifting the heart up from underneath. Broaden across your collarbones and press the back of your, press your shoulder blades into your upper back so that the back ribs start to press forward. That's going to help lift the heart up through a little bit more. Feel what's going on in your shoulders. There's lots and lots happening here in the shoulder joint itself and in the shoulder blades where they're meeting the ribs. And being gentle. So we never want to work with anything that feels like strain or pain. always coming to the edge where we just are experiencing that sensation. Please take another breath and then release your arms. Reach them up overhead. Again, you can grab one hand with the other. You can make a steeple with your fingers. You can flip your palms to the sky, whatever feels good, but bring your arms all the way into your ears. Lift your shoulders. Feel the length up through your sides. And then release your arms down. Relax the shoulders. Let the arms hang. Step your right foot forward. Come back into mountain pose, Tadasana. Take a few breaths. Nice. Now put some bend in your elbows. Bring your hands around behind your back. Interlace your fingers. Broaden across the collarbones. Drop the shoulder blades down. Lift your heart. Keep reaching your knuckles toward the floor behind you. Let your heart lift a little bit more. Really opening up that heart space. Let your chin come up. Keep the back of your neck long as if you were trying to hold a grapefruit between your skull and your upper back. Relax your jaw and press your chin forward until your bottom teeth are in front of your top teeth. And feel that stretch coming all the way down underneath the chin, down the front of the throat. Whole front body opening. Take one more breath here. And then release your jaw back to neutral. Lower your chin down until it's level with the floor. Put a little bend into your elbows. Before you release your hands, just pause for a moment and notice which thumb is on top. And tuck that into your memory, and then release your hands, let them come down to your sides. You might have tingles in your shoulders from doing that. Nice. Now let's put our whole eagle pose together, putting the legs in with the arms, really wrapping everything up. Again, we're going to work with this very dynamic opposition. So we're going to make sure that the legs are working. We're opening up through the hips while we're pressing the thighs in. We're going to open up through the chest, even though we're compressing that forward. And we're going to find space for the breath while we're igniting that inner fire. So again, standing with your feet in mountain pose, about hip width apart. I always find when we're coming into these balance poses where we're working on one foot, it's a little bit easier to work with your feet closer together to find your balance rather than trying to shift your weight from a wide stance over onto one foot. If it's easier for you to work a little bit wider and come in, then do what works for you. So standing in that mountain pose, take an inhale and bring your arms up over your head. Reach up for a moment and then lower your arms down to about shoulder height and lower until your shoulders come down. So your arm bones aren't lifting your collarbones up. Everything's down. Turn your palms forward. Bring your right arm out in front and then bring your left arm under your right. Cross your elbows. Bend your elbows, work the backs of your hands towards each other. Feel that spread across your upper back. If you're easily touching the backs of your hands and you want to twist the palms together, go ahead and cross the wrists, bring the palms towards each other. Remember to keep the fingers reaching. So we want to make sure that we're not closing up the hands. And imagine if there was energy flowing out the arms and out the fingertips. If we start to close up, we're going to stop that energy. Instead, let's send that energy out like beams of light into the sky. Now look past your hands to find a focal point out in front of you. And keep it about nose height, even as you start to come. So you're going to end up with a focal point that's a little bit higher than your eyes. when you start to sit down into chair. And then start to bend your knees. Hinge at your hips, sit down into chair pose. Remember how we dynamically create a chair. The hips are spreading out a little bit wider, and the inner thighs are rolling in and down toward the floor. Take a quick peek down. If your knees are going way out in front of your toes, shift your weight back until you can just see your big toes, and then find your focal point again. Now shift your weight over into your right foot and start to lift your left foot off the floor. Lift that left foot, bring it around in front of your right leg, cross your left leg over the right. So your knees are crossed as if you were sitting in a chair. And then perhaps the left toes are going to find the floor on the right side. If you're comfortable balancing on the right foot, lift the right toes up. You may be able to tuck your left foot behind your right calf. If that starts to create some cramping in your foot or your calf, go ahead and release those toes. Let them just hang. We're still working the inner thighs in that internal rotation. So they're squeezing in towards each other a little bit and rolling down toward the floor. And then we're starting to create that dynamic opposition in the upper body by spreading the collarbones, pressing the shoulder blades into the back ribs, and then take some deep breaths. Find that space. Eyes steady on your focal point. Another deep breath. Nice. Unwind your arms. Reach them up over your head. Stretch up, shoulders coming up a little bit, and then start to unwind your left foot. Set it down on the floor. Press up to standing. Reach way up. And then with an exhale, take your arms out to the side. Hinge from your hips and fold forward over your thighs. Let the arms completely relax as they come down. So they're nice and loose from the shoulders. You can even give the arms a shake. Check in with your neck. Right, so we're doing all this work in the shoulders. We want to make sure we're not building tension in the neck that we're going to take into the rest of the day. And give the head again a little shake, like you're saying yes, like you're saying no. Press your feet down into the floor. Slowly roll your way up. Roll your shoulders down your back. Reach up through your crown. Take a few breaths here. And then we're going to do our eagle on the other side. Okay, so again, standing, shoulder width apart. Take a nice big breath in, reach the arms up. And then release them with your exhale out to the side, palms forward. This time, left arm comes forward first, right arm underneath the left. Cross the elbows, bend your elbows, bring the backs of your hands towards each other. And you can work with the hands coming towards each other or twist your wrists, bring your palms together, reach through your fingers. Look past your hands. Start to make that space. Find your focal point. Remember to keep your eyes on that focal point as you start to sit into chair so that your focal point's lifted. That's going to help you keep your heart lifted. And then sit down into chair. Weight comes back into the heels a little bit so that you're keeping your knees behind your toes. Feel free to do a quick check if necessary. Take a moment to settle in. The hip bones are broad, the inner thighs are rolling toward the floor and squeezing towards each other a little bit. And now shift your weight into your left foot. Let that right foot get lighter. And then lifting it off the floor, cross your right leg over the left. Put your toes down on the floor on the left side, or let that leg dangle. If the foot's hanging and you've got room to tuck it behind the left calf, go ahead and bring it there. If not, just let it hang. And there's nothing wrong with putting your toes down on the floor for that extra little help balancing. There's a lot going on in this pose. Keep your eyes on that focal point. Draw your navel in and up a little bit. Remember how we lifted the heart from underneath? Release your shoulder blades down. Start to press them into the back ribs. Spread your collarbones. And then take a nice big breath in. Feel how you can bring that up into your heart space. Take one more breath. Start to unwind your arms. Reach up. Uncross your legs. Bring your right foot back to the floor. Press in, lift up to standing, and then release your arms down to your sides. Roll your shoulders. And put a little bend into your elbows. Bring your hands around behind your back and interlace your fingers. Remember before I told you to remember which thumb was on top? Let go and put the other thumb on top. So you're shifting your fingers all up one. Notice how awkward that feels, especially if you don't practice that. I practice it and it still feels awkward. Draw your shoulders back and down. Start to lengthen your arms. Reach your knuckles down. Lift up through your heart. Now, if your feet are still in really close, closer than hip width maybe, start to walk them out to about shoulder width apart. Put a little bend into your knees. Take an inhale. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips and lean your heart down towards your knees. Relax your neck. Let your head go. And then lift your arms off your back so your knuckles go up toward the ceiling. If you're really open in your shoulders, your arms might start to fall over your head toward the floor. You don't have to force them there. Notice where they stop. And you can work with gravity here a little bit by lifting your tailbone toward the ceiling so that the upper back starts to drop toward the floor a little bit more. That might allow gravity to draw your arms down just a bit more, get a little more stretch. Now put some bend into your knees, put some bend into your elbows, slide your hands apart and let them float down toward the floor. And there might be some tingling in the shoulders as you release that. Take another breath. Bend your knees even more deeply. Place your hands down and then step back onto your hands and knees. Walk your hands back towards your knees. Drop your hips to one side of your feet and then swing your legs around in front of you. And from there, you can roll down onto your back. Take a moment to settle down onto your back. Bring your knees over your chest, give them a little hug. It might feel good to rock side to side a little bit. And then with your knees bent, place your feet down on the floor so your feet are about hip width apart. Drop your arms down by your sides. Reach your fingers in the same direction as your toes. And take a nice big breath in and float your arms up toward the ceiling and then drop them over your head so that the backs of your hands are on the floor and your palms face up. Press your feet down into the floor. And as you take your next breath in, lift your hips. Roll your inner thighs toward the floor as your hips come up. Reach your knees out over your toes and feel your heart move up towards your throat. Coming into a variation on bridge pose. Now press down into your heels. And as if you could push the floor away, start to press the heels down and away from you a little bit. Notice how that catches the skin at the upper back and kind of draws it down away from the back of the neck. So we're creating a little natural traction there, creating some space in the back of the neck. Draw the crown of your head away. so that your neck is really long and your chin is going to be slightly tucked, but there's space between your chin and the top of your chest, so we're not crunching up the throat. Take another breath here. And then as you exhale, start to roll down from your shoulders to your hips. Let the spine come back to the floor. Take one more breath here. And then on your next exhale, lift your arms and bring them back down to your sides. Relax your shoulders. Walk your feet out about mat width apart. So your knees are still bent. The feet are away from each other. And then drop your knees together in the center, like you're making a big tent shape with your legs. Put your arms out to the side so that they're about shoulder height out to the sides. Again, if you're starting to crunch your shoulders up to your ears, lower those arms a little bit. Turn your palms up. Let your shoulder blades relax into the floor. Take a couple breaths here. And then very gently lift your feet. Bring your knees up towards your chest. And on your next exhale, roll your knees over to the right side. Let them fall toward the floor. Keep your left shoulder down. Let the left hip come up. So we're getting some twists going around the middle of the back, working through the abdominal area. And then work the breath into that twist. You can roll your head to the left, looking away from your knees for a little more stretch, a little more twist. But keep breathing deeply. Notice the way you can expand in the chest. You can expand in the belly. And that spot in the back where the twist is happening is almost like an hourglass, where the breath has to work its way through before it can expand again into the belly or into the chest on the way out. Take another breath here. As you inhale, slowly bring your knees back up. If you turned your head, bring your head back to center. And then with an exhale, drop your knees over to the left side, relaxing your right shoulder down. Right hip comes up just enough to allow the knees to go over, but not so much that you're taking your right shoulder off the floor. If it feels good to complete that twist with your head, you can turn your chin over to the right. If that creates strain in your neck, you can keep your head neutral. And then again, come back to that feeling of the breath moving down through that little bit of constriction in the mid-back and down into the belly. A couple more rounds of breath. As you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees. Give them a little hug in. Rock a little bit from side to side. Notice if there's any other movements that your body wants to make. Whether it's wiggling the shoulders or rocking the knees side to side a little bit. Let go of any tension in the body. And then as you're ready, drop your feet to the floor and extend your legs out, preparing for Savasana, for your final relaxation. You can leave your arms out to the sides or lower them a little bit closer to your body so you're making an inverted V with your arms. Let your feet splay open, letting go of all that internal rotation we were doing in the legs, letting them roll open from the hips. Relax your low back, your belly. Relax your chest. Let your shoulder blades rest on the floor. And feel your rib cage rest against your shoulder blades. Feel your arms heavy on the floor, shoulders relaxing. Maybe feeling lots of movement of energy through your shoulders. As we compressed and released, activated and then let go. Let your head rest heavily so the neck is relaxed. Relax your jaw and your tongue. And if you haven't closed your eyes already, close your eyes. Relax all the skin around your closed eyes. Feel your eyes get heavy, sinking back into your head. Relax your forehead. And then move your awareness down first into the heart space, into the chest. Feel the movement of air there as your breath returns to its natural rhythm. And then float your awareness down into your belly, into the solar plexus, the fire center of the body. Maybe tuning into some residual heat from the practice. You know, in air, oxygen feeds fire. So every breath in, we're fueling that inner fire. This fire of transformation. We can do that karmic cleanse that we were promised by the Eagle card, by taking what we're ready to let go of and feeding it into that fire. Let it burn away. And I'm going to leave you here, letting your awareness float in that internal fire. You can take as long as you'd like for Savasana, or final relaxation, acknowledging the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.